Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous in your life? Lining the bowl of the toilet with paper. You do often get skid marks on the bowl because there's no water there. It's just raw porcelain and your poo-poos. Anyway, so there's someone at work who does this. I hear them go in, pull reams and reams and reams of toilet paper off the roll. Then I hear them, like, unzipping, putting the seat down, and then presumably putting their ass down on the seat. Okay, I'll come back to day number two later. You just have to just hang in suspense. Pardon the pun, hang. Oh, that's like when you haven't been eating enough fiber and you're doing a wee grogan or a bog or laying some cable. I don't think that's Australian. I think it's American, that phrase. You know, when you're clearing some room on your hard drive and you're not big fatty and so you haven't, like, over-fibred and it just comes shooting out like a Osama bin Laden explosion. Oh, you know, the dangly ones? Gross!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous in your life?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 10008 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of December 2011. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Excuse me, I gotta go take a dump. Hello, pudding. Big Fatty, please, we've heard enough about dumps and hangers and laying pipe. Y'all, this is, Big Fatty, this was a terrible day for me to have chocolate Cheerios. Oh. It's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, let me just tell you that whole thing from the little Ozzy battle, y'all, it was the shit. Let me just tell you, it was the shit. And Big Fatty heard that while he was out and about this weekend. And oh, dear, I guess, y'all, I couldn't wait to get home and be a home pooper. But y'all, I got to tell you something. The reason I chose that today is because, y'all, I bought the Benefiber the last time I went to the store instead of the Walmart or the Walgreens or whatever. Sugar-free fiber, thinking, you know, that I would just use it instead. And, y'all, I gotta say, the Benefiber, it dissolves clearly. There's no thickening. There's no taste. There's no color. It's clear, and it gets an A-plus on that. But, y'all, as far as moving things along, it gets a D-. That's all I gotta say. Because, y'all, it doesn't have the oomph. Because it is ground so thin or whatever, and it dissolves so much, y'all, it just doesn't have the push. Big Fatty, please! To get things moving. And, y'all, so when I was out this weekend, I went and bought me some good old-fashioned on-flavored, full-grit, thick, puddingy, Big Fatty, please, fiber. And, y'all, I can't wait for it to kick in or to kick things out. Big Fatty, why do we have to hear this on a Monday? Oh, dear, I see. I hope you had a grand weekend. Y'all went out on a... Well, let me back up. Friday afternoon, I took the afternoon off at the coal mine. Y'all, I had 3.5 hours that I needed to use or lose. And I figured this coming week the coal miners are going to be getting out of here, and it's going to be quiet, y'all. So I said, well, no, I'm not going to do it. Because, y'all, this coming Friday, the 16th, y'all, that is Big Fatty's last day of work at the coal mine for this year. And, y'all, I don't go back to work until January 3, 2012, dear Gussie. And we're supposed to work the 19th, 20th, and 21st, but Big Fatty always puts in, oh, y'all got is a Whopper. The bigger the burger, the better the burger. The burger's the bigger at Burger King. That's a Whopper sandwich. Because y'all, over the weekend, they had the Whopper sandwich. Have it your way for half price. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I went by there while I was out, and I picked up a couple of Whopper sandwiches, and I had one of them for my lunch on Sunday, and I put the other one in the refrigerator, and I'll have it for a little snack later or something. But, y'all, I got to tell you something. Anyway, let's go back to Friday! So I took Friday afternoon off, and, y'all, I went out to the Sam's Club, and it was absolutely horrifying. Horrifying. And then I picked up my fiber at the stove, and I got me some more Theraflu. And then Friday night, y'all, I watched the TV machine, and y'all, I just went to bed early, and it was just lovely. No, I didn't. I take that back. Big Freddy, you don't know what the hell you did. Y'all, we had Miss Porter. Y'all, you know, Miss Porter won the Little Miss Sweet Charity drag pageant thing. And, y'all, so he had part of his obligations as the reigning title holder. He has to do two additional performances during the upcoming year. So, y'all, they were doing a fundraiser for a family that is kind of hurting this crema. And there's two children and the mother, and she's got the cancer and all this kind of stuff. And so they were raising money. I hadn't gotten a report as to how much was raised. But anyway, I'll pass that along whenever I do, big honey. And so did that. And y'all, I stayed up very late because, y'all, they didn't start till after 11:30 because there wasn't anybody there. I don't think they made a whole lot of money. There wasn't anybody there. But Big Fatty made his contributions to each of the performers. And then about 12:30 p.m. at 12:30 a.m. in the morning, I said, yes, and I left. And anyway, came home, and then I slept in on Saturday morning, and it was lovely. And what did I do on Saturday? I don't remember what I did on Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Don't know. Couldn't tell you what I did on Saturday. I did have my cabbage soup this weekend, and y'all, although it did make me fart, the Benefiber did not assist it in moving further. Big Freddy, please. And then Saturday evening, y'all, I made my first 4 pounds of my toasted nuts. Big Freddy. And watched the TV machine, and about 4 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I hear the grinder go burp, burp, and I totally expected, hey. And y'all, usually I turn that thing off when I go to bed, but y'all, I fell asleep before I remembered to turn it off. And y'all, it was a gentleman caller that has been over here a few times, but very infrequently. And anyway, he says, "Big Freddy, you want some company?" I said, "Yes, come on." So he came over, and he was me. And finally, we did a little bobo honking, and "Big Freddy, please, can we go back to hearing the little Aussie battler talk about poop?" Anyway, then finally we went to sleep, and then Sunday morning, of course, when you're used to sleeping by yourself, you don't sleep well with somebody else. So anyway, Sunday morning, about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, he woke up and he was like, oh, Big Freddy, my sinuses are giving me a hard time. I need my sinus medicine. I'm going to have to leave. I said, okay, bye-bye. And so, y'all, I got up and I fixed me some French toast and Bafarin and coffee. And then I, what did I do then? Then I went to, y'all, I don't remember. But while I'm trying to think about it, y'all, let's do this.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Larkin. Everybody else wished you happy 1,000th show. I'm going to wish you happy Fortnite show. Show number 1,008 will be your Fortnite show. If everybody were to listen to every single little show from beginning to end, all the way up and including show 1,008, they would spend one Fortnite listening to your show. Unless they do what's prescribed, that listening at double speed, then it would just be a week. So congratulations on your Fortnite show, and can't wait for the second Fortnite, which will be show 2016. I'll talk to you then. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Larkin, the professional podcast listener, Larkin, from out there in the sack of tomatoes. And, y'all, I just can't believe that anyone would take the time to figure that out. You know, a fortnight is 2 weeks. I say 2 weeks, y'all. And Larkin has done that. I can't imagine anyone else would do that. Y'all, there was a question on the crank on Sunday about when you became an expert at something. And y'all, you had to do 10,000 hours or something, which would mean that Big Fatty would have to do 30,000 little shows. But y'all, that ain't going to happen. So y'all, I'll be one-tenth of an expert when it's all over. And y'all, that just, it made me think. It said, well, Big Fatty, you've done 1,000 shows, 1,008 shows, and that totals up to 2 weeks. So y'all, if you listen to every little show at regular speed, it'll only end up, for the 3,000 shows, it'll only be less than 6 weeks of your entire life that you've just completely lost to pure and utter nonsense. But y'all, again, Larkin has time on his hands to think about these things. Nobody else would even think of figuring out when a fortnight was on this little show. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! G'day, Big Fatty. Happy fortnight. I don't know why I'm saying that. Why is it happy 2 weeks? Who knows, but apparently it's your happy fortnight, so enjoy it. This is Scotty, littleaussiebattler.net.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. The Little Aussie Battler wish me a happy fortnight also. Y'all, I can assure you I will spend more than a fortnight on the turlet in my life. Big Fatty, you live on the turlet. Yes! So y'all, I remembered what else I did on Sunday. Y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, several of you have sent me a card to the P.O. Box. Y'all, by the way, I have not addressed the first Chroma card to send back to any of you yet. But remember, Big Fatty will be leaving town on the 19th. So, you know, there you go. So if it comes in after the 19th, it'll just have to wait till probably the 27th or 28th for Big Fatty to get it. But y'all, while I was there, there was a postage due slip in the P.O. box for $1.27. Y'all can't wait to see who did that to Big Fatty. So, and believe me, I will be announcing it on the show. Y'all, the first card is from a straight boyfriend. Y'all, that is Straight Bob down there in the Australias in the future. And y'all, he's down there with Scotty. And y'all, this, I gotta tell you this, there's a, the stamp on the front, it is from Crema Island. And he says that this is a real place in Oz. And y'all, Santa Claus is coming up out of the ocean, and he's got the crabs or something. I don't know what it's all about, but anyway, but it's a beautiful little stamp. But anyway, y'all, let's just see what Straight Bob has to say on here. And y'all, it's a picture of y'all. It's a picture of Santa Claus And I don't know what that is hanging off his hat. There's some sort of tea bags or something. And there's one of those koala bears. And, yeah, they're doing a little dance. They're kicking up the feet, a little can-can, in front of that Ayers rock, I believe. And, y'all, you open it up. It says on the outside, it says season's greetings. And you open it up, and it says wishing you a crema full of laughter and good cheer. And then he writes, Merry Xmas, boyfriend. No need to send a kitten card this year, as I have just boxed up and posted you a litter. Bah! Fatty, we don't need a litter. We don't need cat poop. Thanks for making my trip home for Christmas last year extra special. Hope you get lots. Your boyfriend, Bob, XOXO. And, well, straight up, thank you so much. And I'm just sorry that you're not going to be coming back again this year, but I understand. So, anyway, I'll be getting a card out to Straight Bob. And, y'all, he did have to ask for the super secret address. Did he ask for the super secret address? No, somebody asked for the super secret address. I don't remember who it was right now. But he did say he was sending me a package. Big Fatty, your straight boyfriend sending you a package. Lovely. Y'all, the next one is from the San Franciscos, from the Castro Street. I don't know what this is. I just don't know. Y'all, I can't get it open. And the skull has not done anything with it or anything like that. So, anyway, I will just open it right up. And, y'all, let's just see what it is. Oh, y'all, it's a picture of a woman in a negligee, and her boobies are hanging out. It says, your kinky holiday fetish is about to come true. Y'all, you open. Oh, dear God. And, y'all, it pops up, and it says it's a shaved pussy. Ah, big fatty, it's vulgar is what it is. And it says, happy holidays. I hope this sort of kitty cat you like. May your horrific dreams come true. Y'all, that is from Calvin and JR from over there at the Hello Pancakes. Howdy do pancakes. y'all, that is lovely. And y'all, it does look like that kitty cat that Kim put over there on her website about how to draw a kitty cat. But y'all, it's kind of vulgar. But y'all, the kitty cat's head looks like Big Fatty's balls. Big Fatty, please, can we go back to hearing about poop? So that's cute. Calvin and Hobbs. Calvin and JR, thank you so much. And Big Fatty will get you a card in the mail one of these days. I don't know when I'll do it. Y'all, I've only got 1 week to get everything done, and I am nowhere near being ready. y'all, the next card is from, oh dear gussie. Well, y'all, I've still got 3 cards here. That I've not had a chance to open. Y'all will just have to wait and open them tomorrow, I guess. So, anyway, y'all, my social secretary is once again has fallen behind the power curve and is. Y'all, they may get a lump of coal in their stocking this year for being late on reminding me of when the celebrations of exiting the birth canal are this week. But, I mean, maybe there aren't any, I don't know. But, you know, negative reports are required as well, so I just don't know. But, y'all, other than that, yes?
Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous in your life?
No! My social set, so yes? No! Yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.